Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for standing by, and welcome to IMC's conference call to discuss the second quarter 2012 results. The presentation is available for download at the company's website, www.internationalmealcompany.com/IR. We would like to inform that during the company's presentation, all participants will be in a listen-only mode. We will then begin the Q&A session when further instructions will be given. In case you need assistance during the conference, please request the operator's help by pressing star, then zero. Please note this event is being recorded. Forward-looking statements are subject to known and unknown risks and uncertainties that could cause the company's actual results to differ from those in the forward-looking statements. Such statements speak only as of the date they are made, and the company is under no obligation to update them in light of future developments. I would now like to turn the conference over to Mr. Javier Gavilán, CEO. Please, Mr. Javier, you may proceed.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the IMC Results Conference Call for the second quarter of 2012. First, we would like to thank you all for participating on this call. And during the presentation, we'll talk about our main quarter and semester highlights, and then we'll open the questions for Q&A. When we can go into more detail and any questions you may have, additional to the conversation we have now. On slides to second quarter 2012 highlights, we closed the first half of 2012 with many achievements and even more plans for the future. We're confident in the markets where we operate. Demand remains strong at the beginning of the third quarter, and our team is fully prepared to exceed the expectations of our investors and clients. In this slide, we'll present our main operating and financial results. We finished the quarter with 308 stores, having opened 22 in the second quarter and 72 in the last 12 months, slightly exceeding our initial expectations. Of the new open stores, 20 of those are in shopping centers and 2 are in airports. The strong increase in the shopping center segment came mostly from acquisitions. We believe that the acquired brands have excellent growth potential and will generate important synergies with our Vienna brand as soon as we complete the integration of both of them. We will also like to mention that our new brand in Colombia, JC Delicias, which was acquired with only 6 stores, has now 9 stores. We believe Colombia will generate excellent results in the future, and JC Delicias will prove to be the right brand to expand in the country, not only in shopping centers, but also in the airport industry. Net revenues totaled 280.7 million reais in the second quarter, which is a 34.3% up on the same period last year. Excluding the exchange rate impact, growth came to 30.4%. showing that our revenue increase came from our operational growth. Same-store sales grew by a record of 13.1%, led by the airport segment with substantial growth of 22.8%. In the road segment, excluding gasoline and analyzing food and beverage sales only, same-store sales move up to 11.1%. The gross margin came to 29.4% in the second quarter, which is 120 point bits higher than the first quarter of 2012, and just 60 bits lower than in the same period last year. In an inflationary environment, both for raw materials and labor, we once again demonstrated our great negotiation skills and ability to change the mix in order to control our food costs. According to the official Brazilian Institute, DIESE, quarterly food inflation stood at 2.48% in the quarter, while our internal inflation was minus 1.5%, which shows the great job we did on managing our food cost. We acquired 2 new food chains in the quarter, as well as a central kitchen in Colombia, which came in the deal of JC Delicias. This transaction marked up our entry in the Colombian shopping center segment, and we already began to to do the expansion of this chain, as I mentioned a little bit earlier. In the case of Wraps and GoFresh, we're still integrating processes and improving operations and looking at opportunities in the airport and highway sectors with these brands. Health food is one of the most promising segments in Brazil, and we believe that we acquire the best brand for this particular market. After the end of the quarter, we announced the acquisition of Batata Inglesa, a market leader in the state of Rio de Janeiro, increasing our presence in the important market to 44 stores. Currently, in 8 shopping centers, we have at least 2 new stores, in line with our declared strategy. We're also negotiating our first food court with 5 or 6 proprietary stores, but unfortunately, I cannot go into details of this project at this moment. On slide 3, expansion of the stores. As we mentioned on the previous slides, we closed the quarter with 308 stores, 72 more than in the second quarter of 2011, and 22 more than in the previous quarter. This year-on-year expansion was concentrated in the airport segment, where we opened 40 stores, mainly in international airports. The shopping center segment also did well, contributing 25 stores, mostly from recent acquisitions, while the road segment received 6 new Frango Salvo stores, and the other segments grew by 1 store as well. And now, I'm taking this opportunity to share some excellent news with you. We have won the bid for 4 new contracts at the Galeão International Airport in Rio de Janeiro, thereby consolidating our presence in the main airport, hosting major global events in the coming years, especially World Cup and the 2016 Olympic Games, as you already know. On slide 4, net revenue and same-store sales. As mentioned, net revenue grew by 34.3% to 280 million in the second quarter of 2012. Excluding FX rate, this increased by 30.4%. In the first half, sales increased by 29.4% year-on-year, achieving a 543 million reais. Same-store sales growth was led by the airport segment by 22.8%. But the road segment also did well, with a growth of 11% if considered only food and beverage sales. Joint airport and road revenues increased by 69.8% of the company's total revenue in the second quarter of 2011 to 71.1% in this quarter. In slide 5, gross profit and gross margin. Gross profit totaled 82.5 million in the second quarter of 2012, 31.7% above second quarter of 2011. In the first half, gross profit increased by 27.2% year on year. The gross margin came to 29.4% versus 30% in the same quarter last year, as mentioned on slide 2. In comparison with first quarter 2012, our margin increased 120 basis points. Excluding depreciation and amortization, however, our second quarter 2012 margin recorded a year-on-year improvement. Although we believe this result to be highly satisfactory, we're sure we can do even better in the second half, especially when the changes that we are making to the new operations start to be reflected in our figures. Once again, we would like to highlight the versatility of our business model, which maintained profitability despite the inflationary environment over the last 12 months. We're beginning to build up a better database from our SAP systems, and we'll be able to improve even more in our product mix. In slide 6, operating expenses and adjusted EBITDA. Operating expenses, excluding non-recurring items, increased by 23.6% of the net revenue in second quarter 2011 to 24.1% in the second quarter 2012. One of the main drivers for this increase was the 41% year-on-year increase in rents. Although we expect rents to increase more than sales, we are confident that a good part of this impact will be diluted when the percentage of our stores in the ramp-up periods fall. A second driver was the increase in salaries of 49% over the second quarter of 2011. In June, we began an expense reduction program which should push this figure down starting in this third quarter. Note that we are not cutting employees engaged in the company's core business, so operations will not be affected in any way, and most of this cut will be in SG&A, headquarters, and outsourcing contracts that we have existing today. Talking more about this program, we also focus on cutting other important expenses, which should result in a substantial reduction in overall operating expense year-end. We are reviewing all of our outsourced processes and advisory services, looking for opportunities to reduce expenses. In addition, we have replaced our phone system to VIP technology and are excluding and concluding our revised cell phone and travel policy, just to mention a few of the other examples that are being adjusted as we speak in June, July, and August. Non-recurrent items total $9 million, $6.5 million of which related to the stock option plan for the company's founding executives. Note that this year, this was a non-cash item, and it was paid by an assurance of approximately 398,000 shares, according to the material fact published in May. The other 2.5 million reais refers to the acquisitions. We are maintaining our policy of recognizing M&A expense as a non-recurring items only when the negotiations are concluded and the company are already part of IMC. Second quarter 2012, adjusted EBITDA grew by 28.2% to 33.6 million. With a margin of 12% in the semester, our EBITDA increased by 9.9%, reaching 62.8 million. On slide 7, net income. You can see the reconciliation of the adjusted EBITDA and net income. Non-recurring items total 9 million reais in the second quarter versus 4.3 million reais in the second quarter 2011. As explained on the previous slides, in this semester, these expenses stood by 9.8 million versus 27.5 million in the same period of last year. The financial result was a net expense of 4.5 million reais in the second quarter 2012 versus a net expense of 1.9 million reais in the second quarter 2011, primarily due to the reduction in the cash position as a result of our investments and expansion. In the first half, IMC posted a net financial expense of 8 million reais, very close to the 8.5 million recorded in first quarter 2011. Income tax and social contribution on net income came to 4 million in second quarter 2011 versus 5.3 million in the same period last year. However, the cash tax paid was 3.5 million. As a result, we closed second quarter 2012 with a net loss of 2.8 million versus net income of 1.8 million reais of second quarter 2011. However, if we exclude the non-recurring stock option, which had no cash impact, our adjusted net income came to a positive of 4.3 million reais in the second quarter 2012 with an adjusted net margin of 1.5%. On slide 8, cash flow. Operating cash flow totaled 24.6 million in the second quarter 2012 and 37.6 million in the first quarter 2012. The main disbursements of this period were investments in expansion plan. Debt service consumed 2.3 million reais in interest payments in the quarter, and the pace of these payments fell substantially after the improvement of our financial structure. During second quarter 2012, we invested 49 million reais of CapEx, allocated in the openings of new stores and mainly in the acquisitions that we mentioned during this presentation. These investments were financed by the company's own resources and operating cash flow. Net debt at the end of the quarter was 167.2 million reais, or 1.1 times EBITDA in the last 12 months. If receivables are considered as cash, this ratio fell to 0.8 times. We'll now be happy to answer any questions that you may have. Thank you.
We will now begin the question and answer session. If you would like to ask a question, please press star, then one. If at any point your question has been answered, you may remove your question from the queue by pressing star, then two. We ask that you do pick up your speakerphone before pressing the keys. Again, that is star, then one to ask a question. Again, that is star, then one, if you would like to ask a question at this time. Since there seem to be no questions, I would like to turn the floor over to Mr. Javier Gavilán for his final remarks.
Thank you all very much for being on the call today. I just would like to reiterate our enthusiasm for the project. We feel very strong about the second quarter of the year. Many things are happening with the new companies that we bought in the locations that we feel are additional to the portfolio companies that we have in IMC. And I would also like to thank all of those who have shared our enthusiasm by investing in our company. You can find our IR team contact, which is Neil Amareno, at the end of this presentation. And please don't hesitate to get in touch with us for any questions or inquiries that you may have. Thank you all and have a nice day.
This concludes IMC's conference call. You may now disconnect and have a good day.